Another day of very warm temperatures today. We missed the record high by 3 degrees yesterday. We should be very near it today. The record is 87, set just 1 year ago. We may very well beat that today. But if you're a fan of the cooler air, we have some cooler temperatures right around the corner. A surge of winds out of the northeast will work its way down the coast later tonight and into tomorrow morning. It will not be accompanied by any rain, but it will drop temperatures noticeably. Highs tomorrow will not likely get out of the 60s at the beaches, the low to mid 70s inland. Quite a bit cooler, but that's just about where we ought to be this time of year for high temperatures. Thursday, another day in the 70s and a little bit breezy with winds off the Atlantic. We'll have a brief warm-up on Friday. That's ahead of our next cool front. It also brings our next best chance for some rain Friday afternoon and Friday evening. And again, we need the rain. Yes, we all got some on Saturday, but the amounts weren't all that great in the end. So we're looking at showers Friday afternoon and evening. It is just kind of one shot moving through with a front, and the front moves off to the south by Saturday, and that should allow for a pretty decent start to the weekend with breezy winds out of the northwest and cooler temperatures. So, of course, all eyes are on the players this week. We have the military appreciation concert this afternoon, and look for warm temperatures all the way to the coast. So it'll be in the 80s for the start of the concert. Partly sunny skies, really very warm, and actually the warmest day of the next seven. And then tonight, we'll drop into the 50s, and then tomorrow for the practice rounds, partly sunny, breezy, cooler. And remember, when it's breezy inland, it's usually downright windy at TPC Sawgrass. So it's going to be windy tomorrow. Temperatures struggling to get to 70 at TPC Sawgrass. And then Thursday, first day of the competitive rounds, looks just fine. Partly sunny skies, temperatures in the 70s, a wind out of the east, so that should be a right-to-left crosswind for the tee box at number 17 hitting to the Island Green. And then Friday is our one day that it would appear at this point, the one day that we have to watch for rain, and it won't be until later in the day, so it's likely that things will get off just fine on Friday. Tee times should be on time, and then as we get into the afternoon and evening, an increasing chance for showers. So keep an eye on the track of this system, its timing, but that could be the one that is most problematic. And then Saturday, it appears right now like this front moves off to the south and clears us out just in time for the weekend, which would be good news for Saturday and Sunday. It'd be cooler, a little breezy, but not bad. But we're continuing to track that late Friday and Friday evening storm system. In a nutshell, not nearly as impactful type weather as we had last year. Remember, we had three delays and interruptions on three different days. We had frost early on Sunday morning and a finish on Monday. That does not appear to be in the cards this time around, although, again, we'll have to keep an eye on just when that rain is going to begin on Friday and how significant it may or may not be. But for military appreciation concert late this afternoon, it'll be warm. Temperatures in the 80s under a partly sunny sky. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.